I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on A Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast.
Hey, y'all. Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, how your mama now? I had to hit y'all with it.
Hey, mom and
him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we got, I don't know if it was a comment or a DM. I'm really sorry. I can't remember. It's on Instagram. And one of our listeners was like, so are we going to get any pregnancy updates like on the podcast? Or are you just going to post pregnancy updates on Instagram? And she was like, and I say that because I never get on Instagram. So like, I've had to, she said, I literally come here every day and refresh my feed hoping for like a pregnancy update.
Aww.
And I was like, that's so sweet. So let me give you my pregnancy update.
Here we go.
I don't know that pregnancy is necessarily like my favorite thing in the world. And I'm really sorry to say that. But we need to normalize everyone's feelings are valid.
Child.
But the memory loss is insane. All my friends made this shit up. Literally was like, pregnancy brain is not real. Everyone uses it as an excuse. It's not real. I have a great memory. I can remember things James said like when we first started dating. Like, this is not going to happen to me, right? Why did I stare at a kid that I've taught since August for 2 whole minutes? Because I didn't know her name.
Dang.
Couldn't tell you. She said, why are you looking at me, Miss Dozier? I said, baby, I can't remember your name. And James was like, oh, but she's probably like the weird kid. And I was like, no, she's one of my favorite kids. Like, I talk to her every day, talk to her mom, see them out in public. Like, I know this kid. Could not think of her name to save my life.
Dang.
And then she took it personal. And I was like, I could see why you would take that personal, but it's not personal.
There's literally a whole human growing inside my body, disheveling my brain.
Mm-hmm. And then in another class, they had to do a study guide and they had to bring me their study guide to get checked. And they had to stand right beside me and I would just check it because I knew all the answers and I would be like, okay, you're good, right? So I'm standing there and I'm like holding these papers in my hand and I look down and I see this kid's name across the paper that I'm holding. And I looked over and I went, did you give me this? He goes, yeah, I handed it to you. I said, you did? He's like, yeah. I was like, when did you give me this? He was like a minute ago. And I was like, you've been standing right here the whole time. He was like, yeah, you said we had to stand here so you could check it. I said, I have no recollection of this moment happening. Zero. Cannot remember him giving me this paper. Did not see him for a full minute standing there. Nothing. Not a clue.
I would love to tell you it gets better, but, you know, the girls are 7 and I still consider myself having long-term pregnancy brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This just doesn't work. Like, I'll be in the middle of a lesson like, what was I just talking about? And they'll be like, no. I'll be like, oh, yeah, you're right. Let's get back to it. Yeah.
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 So it's definitely not made up. And I don't, like, I regret thinking that all my pregnant friends were little, like, fibbers. Y'all weren't. It's very much real. Did not even remember that we were going to record tonight. Was literally headed upstairs to treat this acne that has formed because the baby has given me acne. And then Ashley was like, hey, I was like, oh, yep. Let me not go take this makeup off. So,
girl, you're taking it off.
No, this thing is the size of Mount Rushmore, which we now know is in South Dakota.
I'm crying. We did just figure that out. Where do we think it was? Vermont.
Vermont. Yep. Yep.
What is wrong with us? But
in other news, my pregnancy pillow arrives tomorrow.
Ooh.
And I'm so excited.
It's literally going to change your life. You got the one that's like a big old C?
Yep. Yep. I do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I kept that for a very long time after I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And when I gave it away, I was very sad because I love that pillow. I love that pillow.
I'm thinking I'm going to really like it too.
Mm-hmm. Because you could just fold it. Like you could be like, oh, put it on a little on your shoulder and then like
yeah,
position, like,
and wrapping it under the belly.
It was a game changer. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. Yeah.
I used to use it for the twins when they were little. And like I had to prop them up. As a boppy? Kind of, sort of. And I had like to prop them up because like they were sick. And I would just keep them in their that little thing. And I would just like enclose it around them. Yep. It's multi-purpose.
There you go.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. So that's my pregnancy update for this episode. So,
okay. So I feel like moving forward, every episode needs an update.
A pregnancy update.
Of the new things.
Sure.
Like any cravings, anything crazy that you've been eating? I never ate crazy things.
No. I haven't had crazy things like at all. Like tonight we had hibachi, and then right next to the hibachi place was, well, our neighborhood does food truck, like a once, I don't know. They do food trucks in like our main like entrance area. Oh, nice. And so tonight was the hibachi food truck. And then right next to that was a milkshake food truck.
Mm. So, I've never seen Brooke snack so much in our entire friendship.
I love snacking.
Like when she told me the other day that she had a whole bag of Doritos, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, like just snacks on snacks on snacks.
Yep. Yep. And then I found yellow plums at Publix, and I'm really excited about that.
Are they really yellow?
Yeah, they are. Mm. They're sour and they're good. Bought some more bananas, bought a whole thing of watermelon. Mm. Yep. I just have to have a lot of snacks.
Yeah, but those are good snacks.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Those are really good snacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. The milkshake, maybe not so much, but it's fine.
Hey, it was treat yourself. At this point in time, you're grown a whole human, so you can really have whatever your heart desires. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My back rolls, my new back rolls that have triggered my mental health, they say differently.
Okay. Well, ain't nobody looking at your back rolls except for James. So.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for the summertime for you to have a pregnant belly in your bathing suit. I am so excited for that.
Well, then everybody's going to look at my back rolls.
Well, I'll punch them. I'll do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
I will do what needs to be done.
Hey, I did handstand push-ups at 16 weeks, so.
That's miraculous. Because at 16 weeks, I was not doing that.
The baby went bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, I literally felt that way. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And I was like, oh, I don't think he likes that too much.
How you doing?
Sorry, we're going upside down. Got five more rounds of this. Bear with me.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be like one of those pregnant CrossFitters. Like, there's this one lady at the gym that I go to, and she is so, like, she looks like she is about to drop that baby any day. And she still, like, is in there just doing it. Granted, she modifies some things, but it's just like, that is miraculous because to think of myself doing that when I looked that pregnant, I was so uncomfortable. I couldn't even like sit down. Like there were meetings that I had to stand up and I was like this to like make it like, it was bad. It was bad. The girls had me down real bad.
Yeah. They well, you were also carrying two of them.
True. So, the number of the day is two.
Yeah.
It is not indeed better than one.
Yeah. I do use my like seat warmer because my like back's now starting to hurt like a little bit, but I like have really tried to stretch and stuff.
Stretching will help. It will.
Uh-huh. But yeah. It's my pregnancy update. You're welcome. For those that didn't ask, I'm sorry. Not sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I said not sorry.
Okay. Keep it that way. I need to think of a jingle for pregnancy updates. I'm going to think about it.
Okay.
I'll have it for the next episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything going on in your life?
No, just working out. The girl has lost 5 pounds officially. It's taken 2 months to get here, but you know, people are like, oh, you're looking a little skinny. I was like, oh.
Hey, but you could have like the scale. That's why I hate the scale. You could have lost 5 pounds, but you could have lost 8 inches. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
So I hate when people are like, I've only lost 5 pounds. I'm like, yeah, but you lost like a whole pant size.
Yeah, because my pants are fitting differently now. Like my things are fitting differently. So mm-hmm. I do like those non-scale victories. Like I feel like with the amount of work that I'm doing in the gym, I'm bound to gain more muscle rather than lose
you
weight.
Are.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like it's only 5 pounds, but like I probably went down a pant size at this point. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. We love it here. We love
it
here.
You're doing it like you're doing it such the healthy way. Like, and nothing against it before anybody mm-hmm. comes for me. Mm-hmm. But like all these, like, because we have a teacher in our school and she's like 22 maybe. Like very, very young. She is not overweight. She's just, think of like a softball player. She's just mm-hmm. a thick softball player girl. Yeah. It's just how she's built. She's yeah. not big at all. Mm-hmm. And she's like on Ozempic and she's like mm-hmm. lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm just like, well, what is, and I was asking her, I was like, what does that make you feel? And she was like, oh, well, I can't drink more than one beer. It makes me feel weird. She's like, I get really dizzy. Sometimes I'll get sick. I'm like, is it really worth it? Like,
that
you
doesn't
could
seem
just,
like a way I want to live.
Yeah.
Because when I go out, I don't want one margarita. I want 2 margaritas. Really? 3 margaritas. Yeah. Like, I don't want no mm-hmm. one drink to be like, I don't feel well. Like, here's the thing. One thing about me, the girl is still going to eat. Okay?
Yeah.
The girl is still going to eat. I eat a lot healthier now, but when I go out, mm-hmm. I'm still going to do what I do when I do it, baby. Okay? Every time.
Mm-hmm. But everything's every about 80-20.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything's about 80-20.
Yes. And I know they're like, well, to see the gains that I want, I know I'm going to have to up my protein. So like my protein, I don't really track like how much, but I make sure like the yogurt I have for breakfast alone is 20 grams. Then I add mm-hmm. protein granola in there, which is like 16. Then I have a protein breakfast sandwich, which was like another like 12. So like that meal alone, hitting it. And then all my snacks are protein. Those protein bites from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
They're real.
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah. I need to buy a box.
And then I like the, oh gosh, I'll post them on, I'll send a picture. I drink the Core. They're called Core. They're
the
like
Fairlife?
The protein. Yes. Those
yes,
are 42
I
grams
heard
of
about
protein.
Those. I yeah. heard about those. Did you get the chocolate and vanilla?
And strawberry.
Oh, I don't know if I would like the strawberry.
I don't like the strawberry. But they're 42 grams of protein.
That's decent. And then I could drink that like on
yes.
the gym.
I drink it
I'm
on
really
the way
just,
to work. Yeah.
Because people make protein coffee with that.
Mm-hmm. They do. Mm-hmm. They use it as like their creamer, which mm-hmm. I drink them together, but I don't mix them. So like I gotcha. Drink it on the way to work where I have my Core, not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor us, I've DM'd you before. Mm-hmm. I have my hot coffee and then I have that and that's cold. So then I'm like drinking my okay. coffee. I don't know. Yeah.
That's nice. So. I need to figure mm-hmm. out where they are because Walmart just sells them like, but I want like a pack of them.
Sam's.
Who I know got a Sam's? I think Burton got a.
Sam's.
Yeah. I think she got a Sam's.
Because mm-hmm. individual, they're overpriced. But if you yes. get like the pack, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what is a, I love them so much, but they're so expensive. These new protein chips that I've been eating, they're the Wild brand. I think every bag is 10 grams of protein and they're made from chicken.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have like a chicken taste to them, but they have these salt and vinegar flavors. A pack of 4 is like $8.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Quest chips.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But the big box that you can get on Amazon for like 16 bags? I think it's 16 bags, $32.
Wow.
I'm going to pay for it because I love them.
Yeah.
They're so good. I just be munching and crunching. And the bags, you know how normally bags, like the bags are decent size and you know, like, oh, like it's filled a decent amount. Like mm-hmm. I love them. Hmm. I love them. So Wild Chips, if you're trying to sponsor, I will.
Hey.
Give me all the gear. Give me all the things because I just love your product. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's make a note in the notes that who did we talk about? Because
we talked about
John, you can cut
Core
this part.
Fairlife.
Core Fairlife.
Well, Fairlife. Fairlife and yeah. Wild. WILDE.
Wild. The chips.
Mm-hmm. So good. The buffalo ones are pretty popping too. So I like to interchange them.
Yeah. Okay.
Delicioso. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we've given you all of our not professional fitness advice. So you're welcome. We are not doctors. Don't take it from us. We do not know what we're talking about.
Nope. We just do the things and here we are.
But we do know who our
Estudiante Estrella is.
Yes.
And our Estudiante Estrella today comes from an email. We got this email a little like right before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And I remember calling Brooke because she attached a video of her daughter singing the Star Student song, which she put me to shame. Like, I invented this jingle, but her voice is so magical and beautiful. So, yes. So our Estudiante Estrella for today is Jamie. And Jamie, we weren't sure if we could say your last name, so we're just not going to say it. But you know who you are. We know who you are. You know we're talking about you. So,
and you'll know your daughter's voice in a minute. So
you sure will. And her review is titled Gold Star Review. I mean, duh. So I'm assuming it's a 5-star. Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
And Jamie says, hey, ladies. Hey, girl.
Hey.
I honestly cannot tell you where I heard about your podcast, but once I did, I knew I needed it. Every morning, my 10-year-old daughter and I drive to school for 30 to 55 minutes. Wow, that's a...
Wow.
That's a big, you know? Oh,
you,
here's
you
a
got some traffic? Okay.
Depending on the crazy drivers and wrecks in South Florida. There we go.
Yeah.
After the teacher banter and the gold star review, my daughter puts in her AirPods and does her thing while I listen. You are both amazing and make my mornings doable while I drive to school to teach fourth grade ELA. Okay.
There you go. Okay. One grade older than Ashley.
That's my jam. I am sending this more because of my daughter. Attached is a video of her in her room constantly singing the gold star review song. Daily, nightly, constantly. Same girl, same.
We love it.
And I say this because she has only known her mama as a teacher. But to have her hear other teachers across the country who are making an impact and loving kids well is incredible. Thank you for making an impact and also making true crime more enjoyable.
Aw. Y'all gotta stop. It's pregnancy hormones.
Oh, gosh. Girl.
I know.
Girl.
Ah, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as per usual, we're going to give Jamie her flowers. But today, her daughter, Remy, is going to do the jingle for us. So, Remy, take it away.
Thank you so much for your review. Here's gold star for you. Bing, bing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, thank you so much, Jamie and Remy. First of all, your names are adorable.
They really are.
They go together so nicely.
They do. They really do.
Oh, it was
also
just great.
It was really funny. Another little gym story before we jump right in. I was at the CrossFit. I was at CrossFit the other day.
Okay.
And one of the girls there brought her husband in, and she was like, "Hey, this is Brooke." Blah blah blah. And he was like, "Hey, you know whatever." And she was like, "Do you know that podcast that your sister always listens to?" And he was like, "Yeah, that weird teacher murder one or whatever." And she was like, "That's her podcast." He was like, "Oh." Like, and I just thought it was so funny because I don't know his sister because she doesn't go to our gym. Like, I know his wife. So if you have a friend that goes to CrossFit where I go to CrossFit, hey, girl. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast. Sorry, your brother doesn't get it. Those who get it, get it. Those who don't, don't.
You really said that weird teacher murder podcast?
Yep. Yeah.
That's us.
That's us. That's us. Right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anywho's, let's get into today's case. Right. Another case brought to you by the good old Tick-a-Tock.
Tick-a-Tock, don't stop.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
All right, Okay, so you know that saying, everyone messes up sometimes. Well, it's one of those things you're bound to hear at least once in your life. But let's be real, not all mistakes are created equal. Some are harmless, like forgetting a deadline at work. But then there are those huge mistakes that you just can't undo. Like the ones you see on Dateline or here on Teachers Talk Crime, aka murder, or the death of someone you may or may not know. They're the kind that can completely wreck lives, leaving scars that are never fully healed. Take Cameron Herron's screw up, for example. He might call it a mistake, but as we will see, what he did was way beyond just slipping up. Yes, he was only 18 years old, but he had to know his actions were seriously dangerous, maybe even criminal. And sadly, someone ended up paying the ultimate price for it, aka they lost their life.
Wow.
So let's get into it, shall we? Back in May of 2018, Cameron Herron, some called him by his nickname, Racer, was out driving his new Ford Mustang that his parents just gave him as a graduation gift, with his older brother, Tristan, and his 17-year-old friend, John Baranu. And I am butchering that last name, but I said it very confidently that time, so we're going with it.
You know, I would have never knew. I thought that was his name.
Yep. I was shocked I said it that confidently.
You did a good job.
Thank you. And I put in parentheses, like, I don't really know what tax bracket they were in, but, like, I didn't get a new car for graduation. I got, like, towels. And like Tupperware.
Towels.
Towels.
Well, when I got my driver's license, I got a new car.
Right. But you were 16 and that car lasted you how long? Because my 16-year-old car lasted me until I graduated college. And it would have lasted me further, but I got a wreck and it totaled it.
I had Nassim for a while. Because then after Nassim, I got my first Sonata. And I had two of those. I had two Hyundai Sonatas, and then I went to a Jeep, and now I've been a Jeep girly ever since.
Well, he got a car for graduation. He didn't get towels or Tupperware like us. But I did learn that his father was an editor and filmmaker, while his mother was the vice president at State Farm Insurance. So I don't think we really have much in common with this type tax bracket.
Yeah, because that sounds like you.
And his dad did work for home. So his dad had a really close relationship with the two boys, like his two sons, because he was more, they called his dad like the, it's like not, what do they call the dads that stay at home? It's not like stay at home dads, but they have like a name for them. Anyways, he was like the mommy dad or the super dad or whatever, because he like stayed home with the boys instead of like his mom doing that.
Wow.
Right.
That's on Amazon?
Yeah. Exactly. So as the boys were cruising along Bayshore Boulevard in Tampa, Florida, an area known for being a place where people are out walking a lot because this particular boulevard is the longest continuous sidewalk in the United States and even actually the whole world.
How long is it?
Long it is, but that was like the fun fact about it. So this like Bayshore Boulevard is like the longest walking stretch.
Dang, I want to know how long it is because I've never heard of anything being the longest.
Well, let's look at it.
In the whole entire world? Shore, or just
Boulevard,
the United States?
Tampa. No, the world.
That's crazy.
It is 5 miles.
Huh.
Of just continuous
sidewalk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be looking at all the sidewalks differently from now on.
I'm gonna be like, are you 5 miles long?
Cause I feel like 5 miles is not that significant. You know what I mean? Like it.
Okay, but then you throw in the word continuous because like I think of like sections of sidewalks.
Yes, you're right. Cause you're not accounting for that little spit. Yep. Different.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were out cruising along Bayshore Boulevard and Cameron became very reckless. He began drag racing the other car, which was being driven by his friend, John. And the two began like side by side on this strip and they began drag racing. And Cameron's nickname was Racer. So,
yeah.
Cameron was in his car and John in the other car, and the pair began drag racing on the strip, reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
No.
Because I think when I recently got pulled over, I think I was doing like 65 and a 40.
That's a lot.
I mean, it's not no 100 and something.
It's not. You're right.
You know, I was just going a little fast. I mean, my name's not Racer, but I got a need for speed too.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep. So in the car with Cameron was his brother Tristan, and in the other car was his friend John. So unfortunately, Cameron, his friend John, and his brother Tristan were being very careless and irresponsible that day in their choices. And because of their poor actions, a young mother, 24-year-old Jessica Reisner, was out pushing her baby, 21-month-old Lila, in a stroller, and they were tragically struck by the car and killed as a result.
The both of them?
The both of them. Jessica saw the oncoming car and, seeing what was about to happen, attempted to push her 21-month-old daughter out of the way in the stroller, but was unsuccessful in her timing. Jessica died instantly due to her injuries, and her daughter died the following day to the injuries suffered in the collision.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That is so sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like, imagine seeing a car and trying to save your child. Like, because that's like a mother's instinct, right? That's mama bear instinct.
Absolutely.
And like thrusting the stroller forward and it not being enough.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Why were they going that fast down that road?
What were you going to win?
Like, there's no trophy. Like, this is, I don't know the name. This is not the Indy 5000.
This is not the Fast and Furious movies.
Like, in your... 16.
18.
18, sorry, my bad. You're 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a brand new Mustang at that.
Brand new. Just brand got new. It.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, let's do a joyride. Psych, let's go racing. And then when you, no.
Let's go racing near the busiest walkway in Tampa, Florida, where tons of people walk their dogs and have kids and go for jogs, etc.
And that's just to show, like, literally, their brains were not developed. They did not think this through.
100%.
At all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because at that age, you feel invincible. Nothing bad can happen to me. What are you talking about?
I remember
that only happens to people on TV.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Cameron was obviously charged as an adult due to his age and him being 18 years old. They did not have to seek, like, parent permission like we heard last week in that case. His charges were one count of unlawful racing and two counts of vehicular homicide. Mm-hmm. What is worse is at trial, they looked back at who Cameron was, and what they found was he was known to have a need for speed. Not only was his nickname Racer, just days before this crash and accident took place and took the lives of two beautiful people, Cameron was caught going 162 miles an hour on the interstate in a speed zone of 65 miles per hour.
As much as I've had a need for speed, I've never.
Why does anybody even know if my car
can go 160 miles per hour, honestly. I don't think Stormy's got that in her.
Why does anybody need to go 162 miles per hour?
And even like when I do get up like into the 90s, like, and this is like, I want to, and you know, y'all could judge me if you want, that's fine. When I go and visit my parents, it's 95 straight the whole way. Like, we getting there, okay? But even when I'll be like, ooh, this is too fast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can feel it. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, this is going too fast. So for you to surpass that number that I'm like, ooh, this is a little too fast. And I'm like going like 85, 90. And you doing 160 something miles per hour.
Yeah.
Do you know how fast that is?
No, I don't want to know.
That is so scary.
Yes.
That is so
scary. You can't control the vehicle at that point.
And anything could come real quick and you can't do nothing about it. And it's oh,
pew. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-mm. It also showed that he had quite a few tickets, and his history was that Cameron stayed above 70 miles per hour at all times while driving on the roads of Tampa, Florida. So it was never a question of would he hurt someone someday, but a matter of when he would hurt someone. Yes. And that day came obviously sooner rather than later, and no one wanted to imagine it.
Now, Cameron, my question is, and granted, I'm not blaming anybody here.
Right.
If you know that your child has a need for speed, mm-hmm. has all of these tickets, known for going a minimum of 70 miles per hour on the daily, mm-hmm. why are we buying him a brand new Mustang? That, and let's think, it's probably not a base model Mustang with the little engine like my Stormy outside, because she got a base engine. Mm-hmm. She ain't got no V6, whatever that is. She got the one that's like, you know, she got work for it. You know that car got a nice engine in it. You know that John's going 0 to 60, like that.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
Well, he was a car junkie, they said, like in all the research, like he was a car, no, they described him as a car enthusiast. Let me rephrase. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. like, that's great. That is a great hobby. I know a lot of people that like cars. James loves cars. James mm-hmm. likes old trucks, all that. It's great. People collect them. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. If your kid really has an issue like this, like why is he not at a racetrack harnessing all that energy?
That part.
Like, why don't you have him driving on dirt tracks or asphalt tracks or trying Formula One or doing the sprint cars? Something. Like, clearly mm-hmm. this is like his like hobby.
Yeah.
So let's like channel that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not on the mean streets of Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. Where people are pedestrians walking.
Yeah.
Cameron was not the only one charged in this case. And John Barrenou was also charged, the one Cameron was drag racing against that day. Mm-hmm. The two boys took separate counsel. So they both like got their own lawyers. And originally they had said, okay, we're going to like stick with this together. We're going to like have one defense. We'll go to trial together, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then something happened. I don't know like who a dispute was against. I don't know if like the parents were like, uh-uh, this is not how we want to see it. So anyways, the boys actually ended up like going their separate ways and they got different counsel teams. Yeah.
Now, did John also get charged for vehicular homicide as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He struck somebody as well?
He did, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. The two boys took separate counsel with separate game plans on how they would approach the charges against them. John ended up actually taking a plea deal a week before the trial was supposed to take place. Mm. He agreed to 6 years in prison and 15 years of probation upon his release. Tristan, Cameron's older brother, was originally charged, but the charges were later dropped because he was only a passenger with no control over the matter taking place behind the wheel.
That's true.
And I do agree with that. You cannot charge somebody for saying like, well, you could have spoken up. Do you know how many cases we've done where kids could have spoken up?
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody would be locked up.
Exactly. So there's nothing you can really charge his brother with.
Mm-hmm.
However, Cameron decided to take his chances at trial.
Dumb. Wow.
And with that, the notions began delaying the trial over and over again. Now, keep in mind, this accident took place in 2018. Mm-hmm. And we know how the judicial work system works. We know it's a very slow process. Mm-hmm. So once the boys went their separate ways and Cameron was like, actually, I'm going to go to trial. I don't want your stupid plea deals. All the notions and all the prosecutions and defense were like, this motion, and the trial just kept getting delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica's family said that this like made the mourning process of the baby and Jessica so much longer and so much harder. Mm-hmm. Jessica's father and husband would plead with the court system for justice. Her husband even said, quote, I've suffered horrifically every moment. It's nearly impossible to put into words the agony of this legal process.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cameron, unlike his buddy John, was not offered a plea deal after he was like, hey, I'm going to go to trial. But he did up end up pleading guilty in 2020 to the charges against him. So he didn't actually go to trial. So he like didn't take a bargain, but he was like, I imagine from all the cases I've done, I imagine his lawyer was like, hey, buddy, this ain't looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we need to do something. That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
So he ended up pleading guilty to all the charges against him, and he put it in the judge's hand for sentencing. Now, the maximum he could receive was 30 years in prison, but his defense was fighting for 10 to 12 years, and some of the state officials were fighting for him to get 18 years. So you had the judge who could give him 30. His defense was like, please only give him 10 to 12. And then you have state officials that were like, okay, 30 is too harsh. 10 is not enough. Let's go for 18.
Okay.
So everybody's kind of like, what's the magic number?
Mm-hmm.
Cameron did not get 30 years like he might have thought he would. But in April of 2021, he did receive a sentence of 24 years in prison.
Wow.
The judge agreed that 30 years was too harsh given Cameron had no other criminal activity on his record other than like speeding tickets. But that's not a criminal record, you know?
Yeah.
But he felt like 10 years was too light because the judge did believe Cameron was responsible for his actions that night and should pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron, however, was, as always, quick to disagree with this sentence, and the appeal started right away. Their argument hinged on the ethics of the prosecutor in the case. But in the end, the appeal was denied in 2022, and Cameron will remain in prison for 24 years. He is serving his time at Graceville Correctional Facility in Graceville, Jackson County, Florida. If his sentence stands, he will be 40 years old when he sees the outside world again. Now, you gave a look when I said that they wanted to appeal on the argument of ethics with the prosecution. So what happened was the defense had a private conversation with the prosecution. And the defense was like, hey, we want 10 to 12 years, but the judge is probably going to give him 30. Now, the prosecution works for the state, right? In this so-called quote, and this is a he said, she said matter. In this private conversation, the prosecutor was basically like, yeah, the judge shouldn't do that. I don't agree with that. That's not what we want as the prosecutor. We want this. But so basically like, disagreeing with the judge and agreeing with the defense. Mm-hmm. So then the defense was like, okay, well, that was unethical. Even the prosecutor didn't even agree to this sentence. How can you sentence someone when even the state doesn't agree to it?
Mm-hmm.
So it was this whole like thing. Well, that ended up all getting denied. So that's kind of what happened in that situation.
Okay.
Now, what actually brought me to this case? One, yes, it was TikTok, but y'all are not going to like believe what side of TikTok brought me to this case. Mm-hmm. And it was not the true crime side. Okay. So what brought me to this case was the fact that people began to get blinded by Cameron's good looks when it came time for him to take responsibility. And sometimes we see this because, Ashley, do you remember that inmate photo that circulated not too long ago of that light skin, blue eyed? See, you already making a face. Oh,
child. He was very scrumptious.
Okay. So, like, both of us are blushing right now. Okay. So, both of us are blushing.
Clickety clack, 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 send.
Hey. Yeah. Okay. So, there was like this inmate photo that went around on the internet, and it was this light skin, blue eyed, tattooed man. Oh, yeah. He was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet, this has nothing to do with Cameron, but the internet freaking lost their mind. AKA the women on the internet lost their mind. We did not care if this man murdered a whole city. We were like, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We forgive him.
He is fine. He is fine.
We forgive him. Mm-hmm. Like, we all bandwagoned for this man. We didn't even know him. We had never, none of us knew anything about him.
I still to this day don't know what he did.
Me neither. I have no idea.
Is he still in jail? Like,
I don't know.
But I feel like, didn't he get like a modeling contract or something? I could have sworn he, like, something happened and it was like, I could be making this up. Or they were like, oh, he should be like a Calvin Klein model or something.
Right.
I gotta look this up because I feel like I saw him wearing Calvin Klein's. I feel like while you talk, I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. So this is like a whole like phenomenon. Like this is an actual thing. Like we've seen, okay, so we've all seen the women that like fantasize over Ted Bundy and all of those. Like we've seen that for years. I mean, Ted Bundy freaking had like girls writing him letters and flaunting themselves on him. Same thing with Charles Manson. Well, he had a whole cult of women. So we know this is like a thing. It's like a, I don't know what you call it, but an attraction to whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a very similar situation that happened with the Cameron Herring case. But I personally didn't see Cameron as, but Cameron's not my type. The light-skinned, blue-eyed, tatted man is like my type, right? So Cameron was not my type. He's also like, he looks like a baby to me. Like he looks like a child. But to others on the internet, Cameron was chef's kiss, scrumdilious, umptious. He was beautiful. He was this blue-eyed, brown hair, white boy, looked like he could be in a frat. He was cute. Don't get me wrong. He was cute. But apples and oranges.
But he wasn't this.
He wasn't that. Ooh.
He wasn't this. He wasn't this.
No, he was not.
He was not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, he got arrested for guns and gang-related charges, by the way.
And that's okay. I forgive him.
And he's out of jail, and he got a wife and three kids, so...
Good for you, sir. Good for you.
Is you mad? She said, good for you, sir.
Good for you.
Right.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Oh, gosh.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a similar phenomenon happened with Cameron. And so that's where this case like went on TikTok. It was on TikTok and it became insane. So I got, you know, like when I was looking at this case, that's how I found it. And the comments supported Cameron in what he did because of his looks. Like, let me give you an example. This boy has no videos prior to the wreck happening on TikTok. Like, he has an account, but no videos.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow has 2 million followers because of his footage and mugshot that got released.
2 million?
Uh-huh.
And you're not even posting now, sir, because you're locked up.
His dad posted for him.
Post
his dad
what?
Is now posting his, like, on his account but as him. Well, not as him. I guess people know that, like, it's his
it's
dad,
not him.
But
what is
right,
he posting?
Right. Stuff from the trial, car videos.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's suspicious.
And so all these women in these comments, and I say women, there were probably, I don't know, 5 men, but majority were women. And they were flaunting themselves in the comments. This was too harsh of a sentence. He deserves justice. Blah, 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 blah. This judge is insane. We need to get him out. There are so many petitions out right now that are ran by women to get Cameron Herring out. He killed a mother and her 21-month-old baby.
Yeah, sure did. And granted, it wasn't intentional.
It wasn't.
But when you're driving a car at that speed, down a residential street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. There were also almost 100,000 tweets about this incident, and the hashtag Justice for Cameron has been viewed 2.2 million times.
Mm.
Now, I'm indifferent because I personally have known someone like in my life that killed a family while she was texting and driving.
Wow.
Now, she was texting. She head-on collisioned with this car, killed the family. An infant was involved. Now, the infant was sitting up front out of a car seat in the adult's lap. So that got her off. That little piece right there is what saved her from serving jail time.
Wow.
But she never went to jail for it.
Mm.
And so I guess I'm just like, you know, do I think she should have gone to jail at least a day or two? Yeah, like she broke the law. Like my friend broke the law. Like you ended up killing. Now, do I think she's probably haunted or traumatized? I don't know. I don't deal with what she deals with, but I don't know. I just don't feel like the law is very consistent on crimes like these.
Yeah.
And then you allow one extreme to the other. You have someone who never serves one day in jail for killing a whole family. Then you have someone who's in jail at 18 years old for 24 years and will not get out until they're 40 years old. And I mean, I don't have the answer or the solution, but throwing the book at someone may not be the right answer, but letting them off the hook is also not the right answer.
Yeah.
For crimes
yeah.
like
time
this.
Needs to be served regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because you chose to break the law.
Yeah.
And you happened to kill a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because the baby wasn't in a car seat in the back doesn't excuse what happened.
Right.
People still lost their lives.
And same thing for Cameron. Like, he chose to go 100 miles per hour.
Exactly.
He chose to drag race on a strip that was fully occupied by people. So, I don't have the right answer. But I will say that Cameron's mom even came forward and she was like, I am disgusted with the amount of women that are throwing themselves at my son. Like, it is disgusting.
Yeah. That is really
But we see this phenomenon all the time. Like, we see it happen all the time.
Yeah.
But that is the case of Cameron Herron.
Dang, Cameron.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be allowed to have a license again.
I feel surely not. Right?
I wouldn't think so.
And surely it's got to be part of his, like, probation.
I would think so. I mean, with all the, granted, all your tickets and stuff that you've gotten for speeding and then you killing two people with a car, I would think that that would warrant you not being able to drive again.
Also, doesn't Tampa have, like, public transportation?
I'm sure everywhere's got public transportation. It's just, how reliable is it?
True.
You know.
Well, everybody got Uber now.
Yeah. Uber, Lyft. You know, you catch a ride, you're going to pay that money. A grip.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending if it's peak hours, you're going to pay a lot of money. Get where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's what you decided to do. So.
It is.
That, yep. If that's your consequence, that's your consequence.
Yep. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's out of appeals or if he still has some left. I know the one that they tried to do obviously didn't work. So I don't know if they'll try again, but that's all the information we have right now. It's still a very new case. Like, they just appealed in 2022. So
yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But yeah.
It's giving us those heavy hitters back to back, huh?
Yes. TikTok bringing me all the cases.
Yeah. I've got a folder that has possible TTC cases that I just throw them in when I see. So I've got to peruse because next week is me and the week after is me again. That was my best impression of an evil laugh. I don't know if I sounded
good
evil or not. We're going to try.
You did great.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, I've got to go get ready for bed. Brooke's got to go to bed. We all got to go to bed. So as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.